Buff ladies. Several young ladies at my gym became fierce and muscular, and so elitist, and rightfully so, that they barely even talk to each other now. At first, I was not scared. I was like, way to go, young ladies. But they wish not to be addressed and take up all the good spots in the light. A young lad tried to speak to them once, but froze and started slowly bleeding from his nose after one asked if his outfit collar palette is inspired by dried cat turds or bird shit. Otherwise, they are well-mannered, of course, but when they focus on their exercise, you better go to the other end of the gym or stand still and preferably close your eyes. Over the years, I've learned of their technique, which, as you can imagine, begins with dressing beautifully and courageously, and boy, oh boy, it takes a lot of courage. Their workouts are always non-stop aerobics, with one huge change. Once they adapt to dancing with their current weight, they mix in the next one and eventually switch. Initially, 3-pound dumbbells deliver endurance training, and they use a stopwatch or an interval timer to eliminate all the stop gaps. This is the same thing that joggers go through when they start jogging, except here it's with dumbbells. Unlike aerobics, they go from 3 pounds per hand to 5 pounds per hand to 7.5 pounds, slowly and deliberately challenging their musculature to adapt. Eventually, they lift light, but not so light that they could lift more, and they never lift so heavy that they are forced to stop during their hour. I once overheard a lady say that this is the opposite of what everyone else is doing. And they are, rightfully so, getting different and better results. Yes, they are always dancing. Everyone else is pretty much always sitting. They never lift so heavy as to destroy their exercise by cutting off their circulation and calling it a job well done. And their total weightlifting is 60 minutes. Not just 30 seconds with all kinds of interruptions in between. It really isn't about how heavy you lift. It's how long you lift your heavy for. You take the time that you spend at the gym and you try to match the heaviest possible weight that you can lift non-stop for that duration. The one trick that is always overlooked is music. There's a very good reason aerobics is set to music and lasts a long time. It's because when you move to the beats of songs, actually synchronize your motion, one beat up, next beat down, you enter a dance trance that helps you pass the hour. To be honest, except for the workout routine, this story may not be exactly true. Several bodybuilder ladies did visit the gym over the years, and one was working out there for a long time. They all seemed very nice and would never say mean things. But I would personally not bother them. I personally believe, through and through, that a gym is a holy place. I told this story to show you the other side of the workout. Bodybuilding is 1980s aerobics, but you keep adding those weights, you keep increasing them. Eventually, the weights become so heavy that the aerobics looks like gymnastic lifting. The dancing really is more than just dancing with dumbbells. The perfect version of it, once you get really good at this, is more like flowing with dumbbells. I will leave you with this. How many muscles does your exercise train when your posture is perfect and solid? And how many more when you are dance lifting? What do our elder selves say when they remember that we had the gym but sat, that we didn't push to adapt, sometimes didn't do much at all. Hey, there is a shortcut to fitness, as mighty and noble as they come, and that shortcut is adventure, hiking, and distant camping. You can clearly see how spending several months a year walking long trails is the training we all need for those initial aerobics when we finally do get to the gym.